It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Officially in podcast jail. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to leave it up to Julie and ask if I deserve to be in podcast jail, because goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to hold back from using the word bleepity beep 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 beep, because I'm just going to say it just once. I know I'm probably going to get grilled for it, but we're trying to hold back on the fucks, the words. Not trying to use it. We're trying. It's my Sunday today. I return to work tomorrow, be extra busy, and all the times that I have here, I should have been doing the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, but it's up to Julie here to understand and tell me if Gabriel deserves to be in podcast jail, because we have not been live since April 17th, but we are live, ladies and gentlemen, so like I said, let's run this shit back. So 4, 3, 2, 1, we are live. It is already April. Wait, is it April already? January, February, March, April, May. Oh, no, it's May. Dang, we really missed 420. That's how you know that I have not been here for a while. That's how you know. I mean, I got some good sleep today. I mean, I woke up at 12 today, but let me tell you one thing quickly before we begin. We got to actually do our plugs and stuff before we begin, because you know me, I talk everyone's ear off. We digress. We talk about every little thing that we could possibly talk about. We like to talk, ladies and gentlemen, point blank. And don't worry, we're not here up in 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. We're actually here at a good amount of time, a good time here today. What's today? Today is Friday. So a Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, you guys get to have a great podcast. And we actually looked at the stats earlier. We looked at the stats, and it seems that the stats go more up when I'm not, when I go a little bit of time without doing one. But that's not the goal, because we're talking about podcast jail. We're talking about consistency. They're talking about keeping it up with and all that. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we do have Julie here accompanied we are accompanied, excuse me, by her, I'm going to get yelled at and fired because I have to keep on reducing my language in the shows, because I think you can make your podcast points without cussing. Gun to head, I think that if I were to have one last podcast, and if I could never do a podcast again or choose to not say the word fuck on the podcast, then I'm going to get in trouble. So, I mean, I would go with making my points without using it, because probably more 90% of the whole podcast, all the episodes in general, we have never used too much language on there, and we're not gonna, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, we're back. This is episode 456. Follow me on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. G the King underscore official. Real G. Wait, G. I keep saying Real G the King underscore, but for Twitter, GT King official. G the King underscore official on Instagram. And, like I said, everything else under the sun. We're available everywhere. You get your shows exclusively on Apple Podcasts, exclusively on Spotify, and everywhere else you get your shows. Point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, we're not smoking today. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Gabe, in the... This is so funny. I was just literally going to say this. I was going to say, in the words of Julita, Gabe doesn't need it. And let me talk about needs and the wants, because... goodness gracious, yesterday, I mean, anyone and everyone, I mean, 90-something percent of the show is United States dominant. There's a couple, there's like 4% or something of people that listen to this in France. Bonjour. Bonjour. Hello, everybody. But let me tell you guys, anyone in California, anyone in the United States, you ever been to Costco? Good God, do I have to put a limit on myself in Costco. Because... yesterday, Gabe decided, it's my day also. Gabe decided, okay, I want to go there. There's just a big old gallon of, it's Kirkland brand, but if you look at a lot of the stores, like the bags of chips or the sodas and stuff, like the knockoff generic brands, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you get the regular brand or the regular off brand tastes better than this one. And it's a constant debate back and forth. It's really up to you, though. Life's full of a lot of judgments. There's a lot of different opinions and judging. I mean, I personally go for the cheaper prices when it comes to food, because I really don't even eat that much to begin with, and I've really cut back on eating a lot in general. But earlier, I almost forgot about this. Actually, I went to the store and I got some there's a Mexican market. For anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about, there's a store that I go to all the time. The store I go to, I probably spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on liquor there and food items and everything else in the sun. It used to be owned by Chinese people. Chinese, you know, Ching Ching, Chong Chong. Go to China, and that's the words that you can sing along. And we're here trying to make a song and maybe have Julie sing along. I'm just kidding. I should never become a singer. I don't think American Idol is in my future. Adding American Idol to the list of things, podcast, boxer, book writer? No, I mean, I'm not going to. American Idol, you're not making the cut. I'm sorry. But let me tell you. So back to Costco. Okay, so I go in there with the idea, mind you, whenever I go, anyway, I was just saying this earlier, the worst fucking time. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm so used to it. So sorry, Julie. The worst time to go shopping is when you're hungry as hell. And I always had it in my head that I want to eat two super asada burritos and eat some leftovers in the fridge. And I was so hungry, man. I was just like, oh my gosh. So I ate the burrito first, and I saved the one with, I get, when I go to the taco trucks, let me tell you, California has some of the best taco trucks other than Mexico, obviously. A lot of people tell you about the food over there and how much cheaper it is and stuff when you get tacos and some stuff. But I'm more of like a variety kind of guy. Same thing with it when it goes to like music and stuff, when I have movies or TV shows and just different things that I'm into or the talents and stuff I like. I like to have a little bit of variety. Same with the food. So Julie hates when I go to this place sometimes, because sometimes I go, sometimes I mess up my order. I almost said F word, but I stop myself. You hear me? I stop myself there. I go there and it's like a hit or a miss sometimes, but more times than anything, I've had a really good burrito there. I mean, I usually, my thing is to get a burrito, a super asada burrito with extra asada, no onions, no sauce. Because, dude, at the end of the night and stuff, especially onions and stuff, especially when you work in customer service, let alone just say you got to go home and, you know, or you got to talk to customers, or you go home to your wife or husband or something, and you got to chew some onions. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to have onion bread. That's it. Stays in your breath for a long time. On top of hot sauce, I mean, I like hot sauce on certain things, but sometimes, man, it's painful. And I don't know if that's a normal thing, but that shit burns when it comes out the next morning, dude. Let me tell you. I mean, I know people that have a lot of hot sauce on everything. One of the most disgusting things is hot sauce on ice cream. Good God, how could someone even try that? But so back to what we're saying. I got two burritos and I ate one of them today, and I'm gonna eat one of them tomorrow probably for a lunch slash brunch, because I don't usually eat right away when I wake up. Same thing like when I get off, or I come back from a workout, or come back from work, or come back from anywhere. When I come back, I don't like to eat right away sometimes. Then again, I don't eat during the day, and obviously during the day I've just got to consume lots of water. But that's also one thing I've also worked on lately is the water. Like, I've only really, the only things I drink is water and Gatorade mainly. I mean, what is it called, nutritional wise, but more so water than anything. I know, like I said, we're 8 minutes in nearly, but we're a little late, a few minutes late on it. But ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, pop open your smart waters, huh? Look, are we turning over a new leaf today on Kicking with the King? Are we starting fresh? Is Gabe not drinking anything on the show, not smoking? Look at us. Your return, first month of May 2023. It's a brand new month. Haven't talked to you guys since last month. Turning over a new leaf. Look at us here. We're reducing the amount of F words used in the episodes, and we're letting the hair grow out, because the last time I didn't let my hair grow out, I got yelled at. I'm just gonna line up the beard, and I'm gonna continue to stay on the right side of things so nothing bad happens. So point blank, let's go back to Costco, because I'm gonna be deeply digressed to that. So I had the intentions of going in and getting that big gallon of Jameson bottle. It was like $30, I think. Oh my goodness. If anyone's wondering what's going on, I just realized, dude, I drank nearly that whole thing. I made drinks and stuff. I poured shots. Good God, man. That was a big bottle, too. And $30, and I hope, oh my God. I've been on a wild ass binge lately, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I dial it back. Like, I would say, like, I would only do it on my days off, but not during, if I have things to do and I have, like, a work week ahead of me or something like that. Because let me tell you, the next day, the hangovers are fun. For me, I don't experience them too long, but I know when I get, like, headaches and stuff, like, I know obviously drinking water helps and plenty of rest and stuff, but it's like that feeling of oversleeping, like you feel groggy. You don't feel like yourself when you wake up, and I like to feel comfortable when I wake up. And just today, man, I feel absolutely lazy. Like, oh gosh, I'm surprised I made it to the store two times. Crazy. But the first time is when I got those two burritos. But point blank is, okay, we keep on digressing. So let's circle back to Costco. Like I said, I had intentions of getting that bottle. I think like a third time I probably try to re-say this again, but okay, I go in there, and we're not even to the alcohol section yet, ladies and gentlemen. So the first thing is, when you walk in on this Costco, you see the smart TVs, the flat screens, so much beautiful, clear ass 4K smart TVs, which I'm not into, because I really don't. I mean, I don't have time. I like my laptop. I'm never betraying this beautiful thing right here in front of me. But yeah, we looked at the smart TVs, right? And then we go around the corner. I was looking at the pills, like there's the Bluetooth speakers, like the pills. And I was like, I looked at it. It was like a Bose speaker, and I seen the preview. You know how they have like the little demos and stuff. And we're looking at the sound bars to begin with, and then we're looking at the little pill speakers, and I was like, you know, I need one of these. I'm gonna bring it to like work and stuff. And I was looking, and here we go. We sit here and we find, I looked in to find it. The Ion, what is it called? The Ion Pathfinder Go. It once checked out Pathfinders. Pathfinders are legitimate, ladies and gentlemen. They feel like a car battery. If you get one of the bigger ones, type in Ion Pathfinder on Google and see what you find. But there's a lot of different editions. But yeah, I got the Pathfinder Go. It connects. It's water resistant. It connects to another speaker. I mean, you could hook it to, obviously, Bluetooth. And no shit, obviously, it's a Bluetooth speaker. But what does the box say? It says 65 watts. I don't know what the hell that is. rechargeable 10-hour battery. USB playback. But let me tell you, when I turn on some movies, like I was playing Transformers earlier on my speaker, and oh my god, it sounded spectacular. And there's like an equalizer and all that. Like, I like to have my music sounding good. I like to have whatever it is I'm doing sound good. That's why I'm really picky when it comes to my headphones. Like, we're using the Beats right now when I'm on the phone. But yeah, I mean, I must have went binge shopping because I did not have any of those items in my head at all. When I woke up the day before, previously, when I was thinking about what I was going to use my check on, I did not even think about it. I just went in there just seeing it. And that's the thing, the dangers of going into Costco. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not prepared to spend a bunch of money in Costco and you have an idea, quote unquote, an idea, there's been several times where I've gone into stores not knowing what I was going to get or have an idea what I was going to get. And I don't get it or I get something completely opposite. So don't be like me and have a Costco edition here. Brought to you by Kicking It With The King. If you have a Costco problem, call 1-800 Costco Addiction. Fight the addiction now. I'm just kidding. No, but really though, can you guys guess how much I spent yesterday? $320 going once, going twice. That's like $320 minus $7. I am not good with mental math, so 313. Yeah, so 313 and a little change, but yeah, I mean, other than that, the speaker I got, the queen size air mattress. Now, I've talked about some air mattresses. This thing is solid. Let me tell you how solid this thing is, because my cousin has one of these, and I would sit on his bed, and I was just like, dude, wait, what? This thing is absolutely freaking epic. I sat on it, and I slept on it. Dude, this thing is awesome. Like, my biggest thing when I was, like, anyone ever have an air mattress, dude, there's a lot of air mattresses to pick from, man. There's a lot of bullshit ones, too. You want to know a fun fact? I spent, like, 3 hours on Amazon one time trying to look through hella different air mattresses, look through the reviews, look through all that, because I'm not wasting my time anymore. It's a waste of time. Especially if you didn't find the right one, but for the little amount of time I had this memory foam twin size mattress on a queen size frame, so I don't know how that would work. That one works, but I made it work for some odd reason for so many times. But yep, so we bench shopped, and here we are now. We are back here on a Friday night. We hope everybody is not the drinking and driving. That's what Uber and Lyft are for. If you have Uber and Lyft in your area, I highly suggest it, because you don't want to risk getting in the car with someone who is intoxicated and or under the influence. Pretty much similar, the same thing. Smoking, weed, drinking, and driving are similar. Only thing that I ever had problem with when I would smoking and driving, well, not smoking at the same time and driving, but just be stoned and drive, is the bright freaking lights, man. Some of these people need to turn off their high beams at nighttime. Like, there'll be times where, like, you can't tell the difference if it's their high beams or some of those newer cars. Because I had two Hondas to begin with, and I just remember, like, all the times I would go, like, those people that had those Ford Explorers, dude, first off. Ford Explorers, Chevy, what are the most top, like, tier? What are the most commonly used cop cars? The Dodge Chargers, yeah, the Tahoes. What else? There's so many. There's just so many of them. But yeah, these bright lights and stuff, and the city that I work in, an undisclosed location, they have this new police force, and they've been there since June of 2022. But their cop cars are white. They're white cop cars. And I've seen white cop cars before, like university campus security and some shit like that. But I've never seen no ones with cop cars like that. And I've seen them. Believe it or not, I've actually seen them released more people and let more people go than anything. Like, it almost seemed like they're developing a, oh, that guy left already. It seemed like they're developing a, what's it called? A squad and stuff like that. But what the hell was our point? Do we even have notes for today's episode, ladies and gentlemen? This episode is brought to you by your mama. Just kidding. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like our show, leave us a 5-star rating. Check us out. We're available everywhere you get your shows. Like I said, exclusively on Spotify, exclusively on Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your shows. We don't do Q&As lately, and we haven't submit any of the questions and stuff, questions and comments and stuff. And now we were going to see if we had, what's it called? Oh yeah, we do. We have a brief, detailed, maybe not even, how many words is this? It's only, what? It's not even, that's not even like 3 sentences, but I started the notes for episode 456, but I had never finished them. So, yeah. So, let's go a couple of weeks back. Let's dial back a couple of weeks. But quickly, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after these messages and take a quick commercial break. Because when you talk as much as I do, you obviously got to have a idea of what you're talking about. But point blank is, my mouth is dry. I need to drink some smart water and take a pee, ladies and gentlemen. I know that's weird. I usually always drink. If I ever have to like pee and I'm thirsty, I drink my water before I go pee. And I know it's the worst thing in the world. It's probably going to get screamed at, but I always wait to the absolute last minute. I'm like, oh my God, I have to absolutely pee. Then I'm rushing in the bathroom and or having to wait for the bathroom. It's like, oh my God. I mean, it's so much easier. I can only imagine, so much easier probably for a guy than it is for a girl, is to whip it out real quick and take a pee on the side of the wall. But I'm not that kind of person. That's kind of creepy, man. I like, once they know there's cameras everywhere, man, I stop doing all that stuff. And man, if there's no cars out, I absolutely have to pee. So I'm going like an absolutely disclosed area. But no, I've never really had that, been in that position. So you don't have to worry about that. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after these messages. Try not to miss me too much. We'll be back in a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. You guys should have heard Julie right now. That was the most funniest, that she's the most dissatisfied you could probably ever hear a person right now. When you know how most people have like, you know, someone's married name and they have the middle name that sounds like the last name, the last name sounds like the middle name. And people with the multiple, there's a lot, I know a lot of Hispanic and Latino people that have multiple last names, and they're not even married names, they're just the last names. And some people take on the parents, both the parents' last names. So I don't know how all that works, but we are back here with Kicking It With Zicking. So as we said before, we went to the commercial break. Let's dial back probably about 2 weeks ago, probably. So, I mean, I know we're going, let's circle back like till 2 years ago, 2+ years ago now, pretty much when the United States government implemented the mask wearing and stuff. And no, obviously we talked all about that stuff. We mentioned it. But originally, man, I felt like, if you've seen someone wearing a mask, because if it's not a face mask, people will be wearing those scarves and stuff. And we walking in stores like that, pretty much all looking like little bandits, like little thugs. Ugh. And I feel so nervous when I walk in the stores. Like, it's bad enough I'm already one of the two colors that the authorities look for. Like, it was second off, and I walk in with the mask, I look like I've seen a lot of people look like they're going to rob the place anywhere they're at. But another thing, on top of that, I feel that they extremely deteriorated my energy, because I've said this a lot on the show, but I'm one guy that relies heavily on my cardio, on my gas tank and stuff. So not being able to breathe was really crazy and stuff. So if you're wondering where I'm going with this and why I brought this up specifically. So a couple weeks ago, probably, I fairly feel like I got like my tooth was like not swollen, but it was a... like, it was, like, you know, occasionally have a sore, you know, when your wisdom teeth come in. We talked about it, and you know, we talked about getting it pulled and all that, and we haven't since, but it hasn't been infected, but it was swollen, so it looked like, you know, my face was kind of ugly. And I can never, like, out of all things in the world, I'm telling you, I am a man. I'm the most manliest man ever, but let me tell you, one of the things where I felt the most insecure that I've probably ever felt in a long, long time was with that. And going out in public and all that. Like, I implemented that. I mean, I went to work. I was like, I'm pretty sure they have some masks here. So I was looking around, looking for some masks. And I got some. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to keep this thing on. And I kept it on more of the day than I ever did. And I was like, oh, my God, dude, this is cool. It's not cool at all, actually. And I was just like, my ultimate thought in my head was like, I don't want people thinking I'm sick or have something. I just, you know, anytime I get to, if someone asks me why I'm wearing the mask, I'm going to be like, just, you know, my tooth and stuff. I just got my tooth work or operated on and all that, and I went out wherever else it was. But dude, when your mouth hurts, it's like that shit hurts. You can't even really open your mouth or eat too much stuff. And man, I was hungry. I had candy and everything, and I couldn't eat it for a while. So I stopped eating candy for a little bit. Obviously, like millions of other people do, I Google my symptoms anytime I have a sore throat, a cough, anything. I Google it right away and look at the very first thing I see up there and believe it 100%. Google search results do not lie. I'm just kidding. Heavily trolling there. But I looked up all the possible solutions to get rid of whatever the toothache is and to stop and succumb, minimize as much pain as possible. And the first thing I seen was peroxide. Salt water, medication, and I took so many Advil extra strengths, and there for me in my opinion, I feel there's a bigger difference between the pill form and the capsule form. I'm more of a pill taker than a capsule taker, anyways, when it comes to allergy medication and all that, and I felt like the extra strengths. Anyone ever take Advil extra strength, or is it called Advil? I keep saying Adderall extra strength. No, it's Advil extra strength. Not Advil extra strength. We got it all fucked up. Hello? Oh, it's Tylenol. Tylenol extra strength. So, yeah, the Tylenol extra strength. I have a bottle of the Tylenol PMs, but that definitely does the job. You definitely do go to sleep with those, but I've always found more success with the pill forms, but out of all the allergy medication and medication, let alone in the store, the Tylenol PMs and the Tylenol extra strength were 500 milligrams each tablet. And then all the rest of them were 300, 250, 100, 130, and lower probably, and nowhere near. But the Tylenol extra strengths, I took two of those every 4 hours. But I would cheat, though. I would take, like, two of them every 2 hours or so, but I took those so much times to where I feel like it healed me so much faster, and I did the gargling and every day. Like, I'm one of the people that heal fast, and immune system wise, like, I take some Tylenol sinus severes. I've been talking about these for a while, but I take some Tylenol sinus severes and I feel ultimately better. Like, my immune system, like, I could be around people that are sick, coughing and seem like they're under the weather, but you know, my body doesn't naturally get sick. I could be around a sick person every other week, but my body only gets sick once in a little while, you know, on the seasons and stuff. And I know right now, especially over here in California, I mean, and just probably everywhere throughout the United States, but allergy season is a biatch for show. Who's that? Someone's turning in the group. They went to the store probably to get some beer. I will not participate because that bottle was huge. That was a big bottle. I have finished it all. Good goodness, ladies and gentlemen, do not be like me, because the next day you wake up, it feels absolutely terrible. But yeah, man, I had never been so insecure, because where I work and stuff, next door there is a bunch of, you call them trucks, taco trucks. They originally thought they were all different types of taco trucks, but it's like a food court, a brand new food court. And there is so many different types of food there, so many different cultures, so many different types, from Chinese food, I believe, to what? Don't tell me. A pretzel truck, a freeze machine truck, like a freezy, icy machine. What happened? On standby here on Kicking It With Zicking. And there is, yeah, there's a red brick oven. A red brick oven truck that you could get your pizzas literally in a red brick oven. baked and stuff. My favorite one, point blank, was the pretzel one. But point, like I said, with my tooth hurt and stuff, and mouth my swollen and me feeling insecure and stuff about my face, I had the mask on. I was like the only person in that entire food court, and there was probably over 40 plus, 50 plus people there, and I was the only person that felt like with the mask on. I was like, oh my god, dude, this is so embarrassing. I was like, I hope no one recognizes me from next door. I was like, this shit sucks ass, man. And I was just like, didn't want to seem like I was sick. Like, I'm not one to give a damn about what other people think, but it's hard when the pressure is on and stuff. I mean, something like COVID and the whole pandemic and stuff like that. That was one of the most massive events in our time and stuff. And also some news. I mean, I don't know if it's really legitimate, but the WHO declared that the global pandemic is no longer, COVID is no longer a global pandemic, if it makes anybody feel any better. But moving along, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it probably doesn't help the fact that I eat lots of candy and I chew Jolly Ranchers. That's one of the worst bad habits in the world. But let me tell you how scared I am of doctors. You know, I'll watch fights. I'll box people's faces up and watch brutal fights and all this crazy stuff on TV shows. But when it comes to dentists and going to the doctors, dude, I'm the biggest puss on the planet, dude. It's one of the craziest. Julie always grills me for not going to the doctor, getting regular checkups, but apparently I have this God-given confidence that thinks I'm immune to going to the doctor. I don't know. I don't know why. Like, everyone, you ever sit down with your friends or familia and talk about like your biggest fears and stuff? Like, we should talk about like our biggest fears here. Should that be a segment here on this episode? Here we are. We might as well. I mean, I don't know, man. I think that's another topic for a different day, but I just say doctors, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't care to know. I don't know. I don't know. I keep saying I don't know. That's how you really know that I'm scared. But anyways, guys, like I said, if you like our show, like I said, leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram too and Twitter. We haven't been as active on Instagram and Twitter lately, but we have been busy. Costco shopping, bin shopping. I've been going on a lot more walks too lately, ladies and gentlemen. Because, I mean, this weather is funky right now. I mean, I don't know what the weather is usually supposed to be like at May. It's May already. Dang, and then it's going to be June. Then, oh man, my birthday is right around the corner. I'm not ready for that. Oh my goodness. I am not ready for that. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'd say, like, you know, the most exciting ages of most basic exciting ages people are excited for, it was 13, 16, and then 18, and then 21, so you could drink. You know, the very first thing, like, the very first time I legally bought something. Well, I mean, the thing was, like, I would be 19 years old, and I just did not like asking or anything like that. I don't like to ask for things in general, but I got Bud Light, which is one of the nastiest things out there. But like, I've drank different types and stuff. Like, I don't know. It just depends on what my go-to is. Obviously, Jameson seemed to be my go-to yesterday, but I really don't go to anything else, gravitate towards anything else other than that. But, you know, I just completely rather just stay the fuck away from it completely, to be honest with you guys. You don't feel good and spend a lot of money. And people make stupid decisions and a lot of dumb shit happens from there. Nothing good comes from it. So if you have a problem, you can look for help. Here, I should post you have an addiction to alcohol, like the links and stuff. Is there like, there's like a link I'm going to post that in the, how funny would that be? That wouldn't be funny. I mean, if you could help someone, that might as well be something here we could do. If we can help one person or do one positive thing every day, then we might as well. Moving along, ladies and gentlemen, we have some fights tomorrow. And guess what else, ladies and gentlemen? We are returning with Fight Picks. Forgive me, motherfucking Fight Picks. No, that's always a part of it. We got UFC 288 coming up tomorrow on pay-per-view. We got the reigning defending champion, Aljamain Sterling, taking on the returning, the former two-time, two-division champion, Henry the Messenger Cejudo.
Former champion returns, looks to regain the throne. He never lost. He vacated the belt 3 years ago. He started a family. He has his wife that he's been with now, or his girl. I think it's his wife now, but yeah, we got the co-main event, welterweight bout at 170. Bilal Muhammad versus the returning Gilbert Burns. Gilbert Burns is back pretty damn early. I mean, he just beat Jorge Gamebred Masvidal. Speaking of Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, Jorge Masvidal's father, Jorge Masvidal Sr., was arrested for second-degree murder and murdering or shooting someone that in Jorge's house earlier. So that's pretty crazy news to wake up to. I thought it was something to do with Masvidal, but it wasn't. But yeah, so we got the women's strawweight bout coming up. Jessica Andrade versus Jan Shannon. Mosav Ivalov versus Diego Lopez. The returning ice cream crone, Gracie. You know, trains out of the 209, trains with the likes of the Diaz brothers and all that. We did have, God damn it, this was a really good fight. Oliveira taking on Benil Darius, but that's going to be rescheduled. So point blank is, you know, there's probably, I like it. It's a pretty decent card. It's a pretty good one. I mean, it's definitely better than that horrible shit we seen last week. I'm good. I didn't even try to bet on that one. But yeah, so we got fight picks coming up. So let's gravitate over to a Verdict MMA. If you guys want to bet on upcoming fights, kickboxing matches. Do they have WWE on it? No, I think it's that's a DraftKings, I believe. But yeah, this is solely, I think, MMA and stuff. You know, one FC, one championship, not just UFC, but there's a little bit of everything on here. So upcoming events, Sterling versus Cejudo, UFC 288, May 6, 2023. The main card starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. So wherever you are, you know, just keep an eye on that. We got five fights to predict here, and I'm not one to predict if I don't know too much about them and stuff. Can you believe when I very first started making picks, I based it on how they looked and how their bodies looked? Like, your body's not going to get you through anything. Looks aren't going to get you through anything. So let's start from top to bottom. Charles Jourdain versus Crone Gracie. Who's Crone Gracie's last fight? It's been a while since Crone Gracie has fought. I mean, one of the members of the Gracie family, the founders and the godfathers of the UFC. I mean, the guy that started it all and stuff. I mean, born 19 July. He's a July baby, man. July 11th, 1988. Okay, so when is his last fight? When was his last fight, ladies and gentlemen? All right, so, man, Bing sucks. Google's my only search engine, man. Bing is horrible. It's dog shit. Bing sucks. What? Grappling record. He's 28-11 for his grappling, but in MMA, he's not too experienced. So his last fight was October 12th, 2019. The fight of the night against Cub Swanson. Hasn't been back since then. I mean, I was surprised to see a fight announcement get announced for him, but let's go back to it. Fight picks. I mean, Charles Jourdain. I know who Charles Jourdain is. I haven't really watched too many of his fights too much. But we can always look up Charles and see. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it feels like when we don't talk about MMA for a while, it feels like we're rusty, but we're not. Just, I don't shove my head up the asses of too many fights that I don't need to pay attention to and overwhelm myself with. I mean, I pay attention to the big ones. You know, I know obviously a lot. I mean, I put a lot of work into this fight game in general. But let's see. So Charles Jourdain, he's coming off of a couple losses, I believe. Okay, so tapology.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's the one where he started. Okay, so his last two losses, he's lost by decision. The first one was to Shane Burgos, and then most recently in 2022, September 3rd, 2022, lost to Nathaniel Wood by decision. Beat Lando Vadada before that, and looks to add a win over Crone Gracie. I mean, he just hasn't really had that much success. I mean, there's a canceled bout, a loss, a win, a canceled bout, a win, a loss, a loss. Back against the wall, most definitely. Crone Gracie, I mean, for him to get a win, that'd be a good way, but we haven't seen him fight in a long time. I mean, has he been injured or haven't really seen the story? But if you want to know where my original levels of anxieties came from, ladies and gentlemen, fight picks. That's what we do. We've been doing it for a while. Five picks. I'm going to go with the returning Crone Gracie. I think he spoils Charles Jourdain.
and really has his back against the wall for Charles. I mean, I'm going to pick Cron Gracie by the submission. How do we do this? Cron Gracie by submission. Okay, so where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go? Dude, Verdict has really stepped up their game, man, for sure. Like, they have the fights on there, the records. All right, so we're going to make some picks. We're going to make some picks. We're going to make some picks. Okay, submission and round two. How about that? Round three? How about round three? Round three submission. We're not going to put any points down here. But okay, so that's Cron Gracie by round three submission. Okay, so Mosav Avilov. I don't want to get ones wrong, though. So you see what I mean when I say, like, if you guys don't know, like, why I don't bet on every single one, because I'm not trying to rack up some L's. If I don't know shit about them, I'm not going to bet. I want to bet on people I know about. You know what I mean? But Diego Lopez, Mosav Avilov, I don't know. I mean, I'll just go with the Mosar Avilov because it sounds like a Russian cat. Someone who might take the head off. But Mosav Avilov by unanimous decision. All right. Jessica Andrade, former champ, against taking on Yan Xiaonan. I can't pronounce that. It's H or X I A O N A N N. Yan Xiaonan, Chinese born, going up against a destructive Jessica Andrade, like a really short pit bull, destructive, and probably one of the harder hitters at one of the lower women's weight classes. Man, I can't tell you how uncomfortable I used to be watching women punch each other in the face. But as time has gone by, it's quite awesome, honestly. You know, and all the fights and all the fighters and stuff like that. So I'm going to go with the former champion, Jessica Andrade. I think Jessica Andrade can knock this girl out in the first round, but I'm not going to be that careless. I'm going to make some logical, educated picks. I mean, Jessica Andrade has the experience. She has some big wins. Dude, do you remember that time she flatlined Karolina Kovalkiewicz? Dude, she one-punch knockout. It's a different feeling, bro, when you see women one-punch knock out another one. Like, oh, my God. I think she's knocking her out in the second round. I'm going to bet on some 350 experience points. So if I get that correct and the term correct and the round and the method, I get 10,222 experience points to bet on any other fights in the near future. So, no. Jessica Andrade by knockout in the second round. Not this Chinese person. All right. Jessica Andrade by second round. Yeah, second round knockout. Bilal Muhammad versus Gilbert Burns. We need like a drum roll here on this episode. Drum roll, please, because this is a fun one. This is one that we can actually sit here and like talk about, when it comes to breaking it down and ranking it and having a huge underdogs and stuff, I'm going to go with Bilal Muhammad because everyone's been writing Bilal off. But Bilal is actually, you know, like his horrible personality and his horrible sense of humor, but he still gets the job done. It's very effective. I mean, did get pieced up by Leon Edwards. So title shot-wise, if you can't get past Gilbert Burns, then there's going to be a problem. But, you know, Gilbert Burns coming off the win over Masvidal. I mean, Gilbert Burns can wrestle. He can strike. He can grapple. His brother's grappling. But he's developed into a fully-fledged knockout artist, has knockout power, very vicious and devastating too. And, you know, he's returning. But the always conditioned Bilal Muhammad, in always great condition, very well-rounded himself. I'm picking Bilal Muhammad by decision. So when I'm right, I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs on the next episode. Just kidding. And here we go. The final one. The returning Henry Cejudo taking on Aljamain Sterling. I was asked about Aljamain Sterling. Aljamain Sterling is one of those people. We're at the 21-minute mark too, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to cut and get to the next part of the show. So Aljamain Sterling, like I said, he started off his combat sports career as a wrestler, and you know he slowly but surely, you know, utilized his wrestling in the octagon effectively to the point where, you know, he started rounding out his game. I mean, he was more known as a wrestler. A lot of people didn't enjoy him too much. He did get a lot of hate early on in his UFC career. I mean,
he was boring and stuff. But now, I mean, if you break down the skills of Sterling, like he is very well-rounded. I mean, this guy has length. I mean, for a small guy, 135 pounds, let alone the champion at 135, I mean, he has long legs and he has rangy and stuff, you know, like John Jones kind of rangy. So he can use his range in a large and very effective way. And he has just on the ground, like let alone when he takes you down, submits you. You know, he's known for his submissions. He's known for his good control. Call him a human anaconda, you know, the human backpack. You know, he takes these guys down, he strangles them, and forces them into a submission. You know, he knocks some guys out, too. He's been knocked out. You know, he's gone through the ringer. He's had some close split decision calls over his UFC career. He's gotten injured. But, you know, more than anything, he stayed committed to his goal. And in 2023, Aljamain Sterling is a reigning defending bantamweight champion. And his biggest tough test to date is Henry Cejudo, the returning Henry Cejudo. So let's go on to Google. So because I'm not feeling it with Bing. Bing could cancel itself and I would not give a damn, honestly. So it just doesn't give as much the same search results, dude. Google gives the ultimate best, and I don't care if that's biased opinion or not. Google gives the best experiences, best results too. You know, you can literally do a side by side comparison. So, Henry Cejudo, former champion, former UFC flyweight champion, 36 years old. I mean, he's kind of up there in age, but he took 3 years off. I mean, dude, his amount of freaking the amount of freaking medals and awards this guy has is unbelievable, man. Second to none. But let's cut to a quick little commercial break on the second half of the show, midway point of this show. Like I said, hope you guys are enjoying it. So like I said, we are available everywhere you get your shows. You can follow us on Instagram too, GTheKing_official, KWTKPROD, both on Twitter and Instagram, and GTKingOfficial on Twitter. Back after these messages, folks. And we are back. And on the podcast side, on your guys' side, it doesn't seem like we've taken like 15-minute breaks before. But on your guys' side, it's like literally back in like 3 seconds. Not even 3 seconds. But to continue on what we were saying, yeah, Aljamain Sterling, Henry Cejudo. I mean, Henry Cejudo comes back and dominates Aljamain Sterling. That will fully confirm that he is one of the greatest Olympic athletes, let alone combat sports athletes of all time. I mean, Triple C, the former two-time champion, two-division champion simultaneously. Henry Cejudo is a badass mother effer. I mean, you know, it's the same thing with Colby. Him and Colby have the same thing in common. It's the personality that people don't like, the arrogance. What's going on? What? It's the arrogance and stuff of Henry. It's just his personality. A lot of people say they don't like his cocky confidence, but the man gets the job done. And I can be mature enough to separate the skills from the trash talk and everything that goes on and stuff. You know, it just, you know, he's good, man. He's really good. I mean, trains the likes of John Jones while he's been outside the octagon, the Yuri Prohaska, Zhang Wei Li. I mean, trained with his former foe, Demetrius Johnson. This guy is legitimately good. I mean, he's good in all areas. I mean, he's quick. You know, he's fast. He's good on his feet. I mean, obviously, I don't think Sterling's going to take him down. I mean, it's going to be a really interesting matchup because, I mean, Henry's two losses. What's the one loss to Demetrius Johnson and the split decision loss to Joseph Benavidez back in the day? But since then, you know, he's been perfect, man. He's won. He's literally he's racked up a lot of big wins and looked even impressive in every single outing. I keep stuttering because I'm really nervous. But after each outing, he just looked better and better. And, you know, when he initially retired, I was like, oh, dude, like, damn it. It was one of those early retirements where you're just like, oh, dude. I wanted to see more. He still like feel like he was developing and stuff like that and all that. But yeah, coming off the win over Dominic Cruz, that's the last one in 2020. Cruz still hasn't fought since then. Oh yeah, Cruz fought Marlon Moraes, if I'm not mistaken. So he's coming off the two wins over not Marlon Moraes. What's it called? Chito Vera. Dominic Cruz fought Chito Vera. So he's coming off the win over Cruz. He fought Marlon Moraes before that in 2019, knocked out TJ Dillashaw in 32 seconds, beat Demetrius Johnson, beat Sergio Pettis. I mean, Henry hasn't had too many UFC fights. I mean, two in 2017, one in 2018.
Moving forward, let's go move up, scroll up, scroll up, scroll up. 2 in 2019 and 1 in 2020. I mean, he hasn't been very active lately. So, I mean, Aljamain Sterling could put the beating and hurting on him and stuff like that too. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, if Henry's training outside the cage, like he said he had, and can stay committed to the craft, and, you know, it makes it to where it's an evenly matched fight and stuff. It's not one of those walks in the park. I mean, I didn't think Dillashaw was going to beat Sterling in his last fight and stuff like that. I mean, what's wrong? Good God. But, yeah, I mean, it's an evenly matched fight, man. Both these guys are real good. Both these guys are real good. Sterling, I still feel like he's developing. I mean, he's fantastic, though. Like, he's every one of these fighters is still developing and all that, but they're still obviously getting better. But you see, as long as we've been watching Sterling fight, man, it's just, this guy's been fighting for a while, man. When was Sterling's first fight? So let's go. Let's scroll up. Let's scroll up. Scroll up. Scroll up. So he's going to fight Aljamain Sterling. Okay. So, I mean, Aljamain Sterling, I feel like I've been watching Aljamain Sterling fight for a long time. So the first time we've seen Aljamain Sterling inside the octagon was UFC 170 back in 2014 against Cody Gibson. You guys remember that? And I mean, the Hugo Viana one, I remember Takeo Mizugaki choked him out, Johnny Eduardo, and then he had the two bullshit fights with Sun Cao. Well, the one with Brian Caraway where he beat Brian Caraway in a lot of people's eyes, but it was a split decision loss, and he lost to Sun Cao after that. And come back, fought Augusto Mendez, and so three fights in 2017 altogether. And that's when he came back and beat the brakes off of Hannon Burrell. Then got that flash knockout in 1 minute 7 seconds back in against Marlon Moraes in 2017. You remember that one, guys? And then that's when he came and beat Cody Stamann, Jimmy Rivera, Pedro Munhoz, and just went on an absolute tear. And then the illegal knee against Piotr Jan, where he won the bantamweight title, rematched Piotr Jan, beat him by split decision. And since then, he's fought TJ Dillashaw in the United Arab Emirates. And here he is now welcoming back Henry. What happened? MF Cejudo back, and it'll be an exciting time. It'll be an exciting fight, and it'll be something that a lot of people will be excited for. So I'm going to go with Henry Cejudo by unanimous decision. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel confident, man. I don't know. I have until before tomorrow to really pick, but oh, man, I really don't know, man. I'm going to say Henry Cejudo comes back and makes history. I mean, he comes in. I mean, Aljamain Sterling is very well prepared and very rangy. He's good striking, good submissions on the ground. I mean, Henry is a good wrestler, but, you know, Aljamain Sterling is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's really going to be one of those interesting fights. Really going to be interested to see what goes on. And, you know, it's going to be one of those fights. You know, you don't really know what's going to happen, but you're just going to be appreciative to watch. But we're talking about fight picks. This is the biggest fight, let alone the main event. And if we're betting on fights here, ladies and gentlemen, we got to be on point. So I'm going to go. I mean, if I pick Aljamain Sterling, I mean, is that bad or no? The underdog, I mean, 2.43 experience points. I mean, more people are betting on Aljamain than anything. Okay. So it's not going to end in a knockout. Aljamain Sterling doesn't really knock people out. I mean, he has, you know, beat TJ Dillashaw by a TKO. Henry beat TJ by TKO on the feet. Sterling was on top of him, pounding him away, and the referee stopped the fight. But dominance-wise, if you want to compare those two performances, that's one of the things you can't do. MMA math, comparing both fights, compare who did what to them, unless it's clear-cut. But Aljamain dominated TJ on the floor. I mean, TJ didn't seem like a shell of himself. And, I mean, Aljamain Sterling kind of beat him after Henry knocked TJ out. So, I mean, Henry's going to put it on Sterling, and I think it's going to be an interesting fight. I mean, Henry's good in all areas. He has knockout power. He's quick. He's fast on his feet. I mean, if Sterling lands that vicious leg kick and stuff, and, you know, Henry's had ankle problems in the past, and remember that with the Demetrius Johnson fight. I mean, there's a lot of holes, and there's a lot of things, and there's a lot to look forward to. But goodness gracious, for the final fight pick, and probably the final thing on the show, other than probably like current events and stuff. We got current events coming up after that. So I'm going to go with Aljamain Sterling. No. How about Henry Cejudo by unanimous decision?
No side experience points remaining for this event. So we got Kron Gracie, Mosav Avilov, Jessica Andrade, Bilal Muhammad, and Aljamain Sterling. We just made history today, ladies and gentlemen. We just made history today. First time ever we can say that we betted all on the red corner to win. Literally, all five fights for this main card have been all betted in the red corner. That's awesome. What a hell of a way to kick off the last inning, the return episode of Kicking It with Zicking. So before we continue on, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give a massive apology to everybody. We do not deserve to be in podcast jail, though, for sure. We can be back. We're here. We're fine. I mean, goodness gracious, man. It's a new month. We got to give some each other leeway. So like I said, all of our episodes are available in the Spotify library. You can visit our podcast for podcasters.spotify account. And let me tell you guys, the audience size, the stats for this, for the podcast overall, for every single episode. I mean, having control over seeing everything and showing me like all the different stats and stuff is absolutely phenomenal. So audience size, it says in the last 7 days, 201 people, 39 followers on Spotify, and per episode 14 on average. And overall, remember we were saying something like 13.9k, but we're at 14,435 overall. And I don't know how often it since 719 plays since April. That doesn't make sense. 719 plays since April 5th, 2023. That's not true because it's April 5th, isn't it? Oh, it's April 5th. Today's May 5th. That's what I was confused off. So, whoa, that's a lot. So since last April, so a month ago, we've had 719 individual plays for podcasts, which is awesome. Shout out to everybody. We're dominant in the United States, 91%. So Apple Podcast, you know how we promote all the different podcast providers. We promote can't focus. We promote all the podcast providers and stuff. So 18%, we have Apple Podcasts at 18%. People who use the web browser, we got 10%. Spotify, 6%, and other. What's other? 66%. Then 18 to 22 year old users or account holders or whatever it is you want to call it, 23%. 23 to 27 year olds, 64%. 28 year olds to 34 year olds, 5%. And 35 to 44 is 6%. So gender wise, we are at hard at 58% for males, and non-binary says 1%, and non-specified is 2%. Females is 40%. So little bit of everything here on this show. So I mean, we can't say which gender or which orientation we are dominantly. It's just, you know, we're neutral. We're gender neutral here on this show. Even if there's multiple genders now, more than two for sure, we are gender neutral here on Kicking It with Zicking. Final things we got, any news coming up, current events to discuss on the show before we get out of here? Like I said, this is a return episode. It's good to be back here on this episode. Is there anything in the news? Oh, we got the news tab here on Samsung, so we can all look through this. So do you guys see that TikTok video of what is it called? I don't know the name of the band. It's a Mexican band, a Hispanic band. I don't know what the hell it's called, but the video with the Ice Cube video. Let me see. Hold on. Can we play it on here? We have to use TikTok too. I don't have TikTok. I mean, I do on the laptop, but it looks so weird on the laptop. Let me tell you, man, that is like a low key addiction waiting to happen, being stuck on TikTok. They have some funny shit on there. Like I the other day, I was laughing more than I laughed ever, like an entire day in that short period of time watching TikToks and stuff. It was so funny, dude. I want to see that video so bad. I think I'm gonna try to find it real quick. Can we play it on here? Yeah, it's from TikTok.
TikTok's not gonna get us in trouble. TikTok shows women breastfeeding on there, so I highly doubt that we're gonna get in trouble for painting this video. Stupid. Ice Cube. Oh, Banda. It's Banda MS. That's the name of it. What's going on? Why are you whispering? Oh, here it is. This video. This comment section on this video is absolutely hilarious. Like, it's like they're at where the people cross the border the most, and there's Ice Cube and a bunch of Latino people. It's absolutely funny. Like, he just looks like so out of place. It's so hilarious. Look at this. You guys have seen this? Ice Cube with the freestyle with Banda MS. Dude, Ice Cube does not age, man. Jesus. Do they understand what he's saying, you think? Probably. Yeah. I just thought that was funny. But I watched that. I found that video on YouTube. But, yeah, I could say a low-key addiction is TikTok. Yeah, so if you guys got TikTok, be sure to follow me, because there's a lot of spam followers, a lot of accounts. It says I have 254 followers, and that is bullshit. That is not true. I mean, look, you go and look at all the people that say follow back on. If you look at the list, it says all these accounts are banned. And I know which ones aren't, but I know which ones are real and which ones aren't. But it's like a low-key addiction, and I should not keep chasing it, because it's hard to pull back from. It's really random, and there's just so much on there. But I think that is all. And yeah, Instagram needs to have a better control over who gets to create accounts that follow who and stuff, especially when they're spam accounts and stuff. I like real followers, not fake followers here. So, like I said, without further ado, I want to say one more time, we apologize significantly, substantially, to everyone that listens to the show, to everyone that tunes in. I mean, the stats keep on changing, keep on rising, people going back and listening to old episodes because they want to hear it so bad. But here we are back, very neutral. We definitely worked on using the F word today. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that every single time. I mean, that seems like a thing to do sometimes. But we started off the new month fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We made some fight picks. We talked about the Costco bin shopping. Everything else in the sun. And tomorrow I have to be up around 5 a.m. And yep, we go on from there. And we're going to keep on doing it. Probably two episodes this week. So the next time we come back will be Wednesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. So like I said, without further ado, we appreciate you guys for tuning in to this episode of Kicking It With The King, except episode 456. It is May 5th, 2023. Man, I'm gonna miss you guys. I miss you guys. It's been a long time since we've been here. It feels like forever, as always. Be sure to listen, stream, and like share. Like I said, share our episodes, share our podcast with everyone. Doesn't matter who you are, your friends, your family, your sisters, your brothers, your mothers. Doesn't matter. As long as people are listening to the show, like I said, leave us 5-star review and everything else under the sun. And we'll do. If we don't, we'll do a recap episode of the fight picks and stuff, because we got to recap the fight picks and everything that goes down on Saturday night too. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, we will be back up in this piece. Gabe Hernandez out, baby. We're back. We'll be back sooner rather than later. Until next time, we're out of this piece. Bye, folks.
time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky.
Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.